To Scott Williams, most drones are just toys.
Ready?
Yes.
They can fly high and take photos and video, but can't do much more. His drones aren't toys.
Tether box switch on. We're ready now for takeoff.
We could put a flying cell tower there. When we can do computing, we can do whatever right off of this thing. We need a flying computer. We need this network that we can put anywhere and just let everyone compute off of it.
Williams' drone prototype, which he showed me at his home in Three Lakes, can fulfill that need. It can lift hundreds of pounds of communications equipment, instantly creating a tower for cell phone and internet connectivity.
So you can see this is a big old drone. This is about the size of a dining table.
That's Rahul Tiwari, Williams' partner at Whisklift, the company set on developing and manufacturing the technology. Not long ago, Tiwari was a promising engineering student at Purdue University.
I mean, I dropped out of college for this and I brought a couple of my college buddies along. Work out of a garage, like all great American startups.
Tiwari says these drones are the best way to provide cell phone and internet service in disaster areas, in part because, unlike other drones, they rarely have to come down. Instead of running off a battery, a tether cord provides continuous power.
That can fly for longer than any other on the planet. We can fly for 42 days continuously, sitting at 200 feet.
Right now, Tiwari and his fellow engineers are making the drones one by one in the Twin Cities. But the vision for large-scale production is in the Northwoods, says Scott Williams.
The best manufacturers in the world sit in northern Wisconsin.
Williams has family ties to Forest County and believes up to 90% of the components can be made there at companies already making parts for things like trolleys and racing trucks. Forest County Economic Development Partnership Executive Director Mark Ferris is all in on the plan.
I don't think a lot of people outside of Forest County know or understand is that we have brilliant engineering types here. We have the machine shops. We have the support manufacturers that can participate in this whole project.
To Ferris, the potential for building the drones means jobs. It means economic diversity. But it also means a welcome expansion of Forest County's identity.
We always had that great reputation for recreation, for logging, for the things that everybody knows Forest County for. If you will, it kind of broadens the image of Forest County. I think we have the potential to be known as a technology center for the upper Midwest.
Scott Williams thinks every county's emergency management department should have one of his units. His company is also planning to use the technology to provide rural Northwood students with better internet connections for remote learning and home assignments. If they materialize, those goals will be in service of the public and will boost the local economy building drone parts.
We need those jobs. We need to get our young population coming back and working here. Put it all together in Forest County, and you have a multi-billion-dollar industry established in Forest County. It's really exciting.
If it all falls into place, says economic developer Mark Ferris, Forest County could be a hub for the flying cell towers, a product whose expectations are sky high.
We are going to see something that literally, literally changes the world.
Okay, ready? Tether plug into the drone.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Forest County. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.